next item is subdivision 2004-50, PGS Properties LLC, Longwood Lakes, amended condition.
This is a request to delete the condition requiring sidewalks on one side of all streets. This 72-lot subdivision received final approval on October 17th of 2007. The developers are requesting that the condition be removed since all the lots are greater than a half acre in size, that there is an abundance of open space, and the project is located in a low-density area. They are providing walking paths around both of the stormwater management ponds. This project's currently under construction. No lots have been sold. We provided you a copy of the site plan and a copy of the letter making this request from the developer's engineer. This is a project without near Ingalls Pond.
And as I understand it, Mr. Abbott, this is a cluster subdivision?
It was approved? It was originally a small lot cluster subdivision, then they came back in with a revised plan, gave a half acre lot.
But still a cluster subdivision?
Still considered a cluster, yeah.
And as I recall in the past, when we would do a review of a plan for a cluster, usually we dealt with this question of superior design.
Design ingenuity.
And design.
Well, that's the RPCs are design ingenuity. The superior designs on the cluster. It's kind of the same, but different words.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I'm sure that in part of our discussion in the past of superior design, part of it was sidewalks. So what to me it looks like just about the only amenity in this project, which was besides the walking path around the ponds, is sidewalks. So now that's been removed.
I think there might be a representative here.
I think there might be.
Would you like to entertain maybe a short dissertation on what makes this?
It's Christmas season. I'd love to hear the spirit behind it.
Okay.
Good evening, Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates.
Hey, Mr. Davidson, how are you this evening?
Good. I think
the commission would be interested to know what makes this design superior and how is it going to remain superior without the sidewalks?
Well, as I stated in the letter for the request for the waiver, we do have an abundance of open space. It's, again, the majority of these lots do butt up against some form of open space. Lots that are currently not, that are bordering the property lines do, we do show buffers around the lots that are abutting adjacent properties other than our property. We do have some fence easements shown on the plan along the boundary lines, additional setbacks for those buffers. I can tell you that the this is one of the things that we're faced with some of these subdivisions that are out here in the rural areas of Sussex County, is that some of these subdivisions that were approved back, and again, not that it's the fault of anybody, but it's the trying to make these subdivisions work. This subdivision is under construction, and they're going to try to sell these lots only because that's what they have to do. It's not something that they
How many lineal feet of sidewalk are we talking about?
There was approximately 5,800 linear feet of sidewalk on this particular subdivision. DelDOT has taken a stance recently, and I do have this, if I may. I can share this with you. That the multimodal path has been removed off of this project, and DelDOT has come out with a memorandum And it, right now, I've got it, as I downloaded it, it was in a, it still had a draft form on it, but what they're stating that is subdivisions in rural areas, in level three and level four areas in the rural area, with ADT less than 2,000. And then as long as you're not abutting another subdivision that has a multi-use path out front, the multi-use path can be removed. Although we still have to show the 15-foot permanent easement along the front, we do not have to build the multi-use path any longer. So that portion of that expense that was part of the entrance plan cost has been lifted by DLDOT by this memorandum here. So that's been removed off the subdivision plat as well.
Does that require the developer to create any funding for a possible multimodal path in the future?
No.
Does not. So basically.
Now on level, in projects that are in level one and level two, if you would like the multi-use path removed, you have to pay a fee in lieu of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But in levels three and level four, per this
What you have in the multimodal path is a multimodal path to nowhere because it doesn't interconnect with any other projects.
That is correct.
Until some project gets created.
That is correct. So that what DLDOT has done now is they've removed that level from level three and level four projects.
All right.
Well, that's nice about the front of it, but what about the interior?
Well,
we know the sidewalks out front would not be used, that we call them the sidewalks of nowhere. But in terms of,
I think, again, inside these subdivisions, and again, being these are private subdivisions, private streets, I think safety can be maintained with people walking within the roadways. I don't think having a sidewalk is, and plus, you know, there is an abundant, again, what I say is there's 16 and a half acres of open space. A lot of it's usable open space because it's around the ponds. The ponds have been constructed. They're fairly large ponds. The walking paths are there. And then there's a large wooded area, a really nice wooded area, down along the wetland area and along the rear of the property. So these are areas that people could use. It's not like it's unusable open space.
So if I'm living back on lots 12 or 13 and I have school kids and they got to walk to the entrance, how are they going to get there?
They can walk along the roads. Again, it's not like it's walking down the it's different than walking down, say, the county road, because the speed limits aren't the same. You're not going to have, of course, you can't speak for everybody, but, you know.
Well, gentlemen, I think you all know my position on sidewalks, and especially when it's a cluster subdivision, I'll leave it up to you all to chime in.
I have a question. Did the lots get bigger on this? Is that what I heard? There was a one plan, and it was a cluster?
They were a smaller lot, and there was a revised plan that allowed for the cluster at the half-acre option. And Deneric approved septic for the half-acre lots.
So we went from having put in sewer to having individual septic?
Yes.
So one of the amenities was probably central sewer. Now that's gone.
I don't think that was a requirement.
Is there a sister or brother subdivision to this that was to have a borrow pit, and the soils were going to...
That was this one.
That was this
one.
We
had filed for two applications at the time. One was a subdivision, one was the borrow pit application, conditional use for a borrow pit, and the borrow pit portion of it got dropped.
It did get dropped. Okay, so that didn't create...
So the ponds are only 6 feet deep.
Okay.
Instead of the, I think we were asking for like a 20.
What happened to the spoil from the pond when you dug the ponds?
They were taken to another piece of property that the owners.
They did the active, the power pit was active because you're not supposed to remove any spoil from the site.
I thought it was the sale of spoils that activated the borrow pit.
This was half acre the whole time, right,
Mark? Yes.
This was half acre.
It wasn't smaller lots. It was half acre cluster the whole time.
Was it always on their own?
The next one. The next one was.
It was all.
These were always half acre lots, and they, were they always septic systems?
Yes.
Okay.
And so did everybody, Denrick had to approve the fact that we're using septic before you could grant approval of the subdivision?
Right.
We had a feasibility for a septic for a half acre lot.
Correct. The majority of the, because there's 72 lots, the majority, greater than 50 of these lots, they're all gravity lots, gravity septic systems, so not pressure dose.
I think Mr. Johnson raised some good points, and it was points that I think we had like a workshop or had this as a business item in front of the commission possibly within the last year where we said some of the smaller subdivisions and depending on density, we were willing to excuse the sidewalks, particularly if no lots had been sold. I think the applicant is and the engineer understand the commission gets frustrated when they have a presentation and then they have things taken away from them. But I can't say on this one that I'm particularly bothered by the absence of the sidewalks if none of the lots are transferred and if the homeowners may have the ability to add the sidewalks later.
If they so choose, yes.
They could be sold and done through.
That's worse than not having them at all.
It is.
Well, sure, because each individual homeowner, this one puts a sidewalk in front.
Okay,
the next five don't. The next one's got one.
Yeah.
This guy's got smooth concrete. The guy four doors down puts in exposed aggregate. I mean,
I understand.
I would hope that they wouldn't do that. Is there any engineering consideration here for eliminating the sidewalks? I mean, do they change the design of the site? Do they impede the flow of stormwater?
Well, what we had to do is because the subdivision did the subdivision because of the time period that this subdivision was beginning construction, we had to get a new approval through the engineering department. So. We've had to go in with larger road base. We had to come in with the new standards for the road base. So it, from the time when this was designed and approved, the road base has increased. Again, a lot of costs have increased over time. Again, not the fault of anybody, but that's that. Again, what we're trying to do here is seeing where money can be saved. And so the only engineering out of this is by removing the sidewalks, you remove impervious surface. So that's about the.
What do you think the sidewalks are worth? Any idea? Do you have an estimate on the cost of the sidewalks?
It was about $170,000 to construct all the sidewalks. There was 5,800 linear feet.
Times five, times $6 a square foot. That was my estimate anyway.
Yes.
You got the job, by the way, because I was a little bit higher than 170, but. So you're the low bidder right now. Gentlemen, it's about $2,500 a lot. That's the cost.
But that's not all being borne by the developer because, as I understand it, it's being left up, what I'm hearing, it's being left up to an individual.
They are being required to put the sidewalks in right now.
Homeowner to put in the sidewalk.
Being required to put the sidewalks in right now. Sussex County Engineering won't sign off on the final inspection.
No, the sidewalks are in the deal now. That's why he's here. To leave it up to the individual homeowners, I guess, is something they could do. But
no, but I mean, normally you drive through a subdivision that's...
Not anymore. I mean,
not anymore.
Yeah, county engineering's making you do that, front load it. Yeah.
If not, you have to...
Part of the road.
You got to put them in now.
Yeah, this is being built with a no bond.
It was
so in order for them not to build the sidewalks, they have to post a bond for the subdivision and hold the bond open for the life of, or at least build the sidewalks and then get their bond released. But right now it's being built with no bond.
And the design of the street is just pavement with swales. There's no curb and gutter or anything of that.
That's correct. No curb and gutter. It's all swales.
Okay. when it's curb and gutter, it makes more sense to, that's a good time to put sidewalks in.
That's correct, yes.
But since there are swales, it makes it really difficult to put in sidewalks unless it's up on the lot or right adjacent to the pavement. We had that problem in Stonewater, where they put it right next to the pavement.
Well, and we're getting this frequently because of the swales, because they put in the roadways first with the swales without consideration for the sidewalks, and they come in and ask that the sidewalks be waived after they've already created the problem themselves. So, gentlemen, this is in Marty Ross's territory. If you want to defer it until he comes or if someone cares to make a motion, I think my position's clear, but if someone wants to give out
that,
a present.
That's certainly an option, and that would give us an, that would give us an odd number of voters. Would give us a full commission, and since it's in Mr. Ross's area, that might not be a bad idea, because I think there might be a split vote. We might need all five, in fairness to the applicant, but I don't know. I have to tell you, I don't care for it. We've had this parade of people coming in, and I understand the financial pressure and so on, but it's concerning. Maybe it's something to think about, but
it's concerning because it's, you know, it's how many lots is it?
72 lots.
Yeah, so 72 lots. It's not 16 or 18.
Right, it's
like
not that. A small subdivision, not in what I would consider in my mind a small subdivision, you know, less than 30 lots or something. Mm. It's as large enough, and it's interesting because if it always was half acre lots, then it always was this much sidewalk. It's not like it increased. And I get the argument of where we are, you know, that the market has changed and all that stuff, but
The point becomes next time, do we allow them to put in dirt roads instead of paved roads, you know?
Because
that'll save some money.
In fairness to the applicant, my motion would be for deferral at this time.
Is there a second?
Second.
We move and second to defer action on Subdivision 2004-50 PGS Properties LLC, Longwood Lakes amended condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.